There may be many different ways to lead your business to where you want it to go. Many different ways to lead yourself and your team and to be that leader that you are as an entrepreneur. One of those ways will help you scale faster than any of them combined. And that's what we're talking about today. Welcome. This is the Joe Sova Business Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Joe Sova. In this podcast, if you're new here, this is where we discuss your ways of leading, your mindset around leadership and entrepreneurship, and what it takes to truly scale your business without doing more effort, right? We want to do more of what matters and do less of the busy work, all right? And that will lead you to scale. And that's what we're talking about today. So if you're somebody who is the visionary entrepreneur, who has big goals, who has big dreams, who knows that there's more inside of you to give, then maybe what you're currently doing now, and let's face it, all of us have more to give, right? We're never complete in that realm. Then this episode is for you, because we're going to talk about different ways to lead in your business. And one way in particular is very, very different than the other. All right. Now, if you're like most entrepreneurs, I like to look at it in stages. Okay. There's three stages of business or three levels. And level one is really when you start off. And this level one can last a short while, or it can last for years or decades, or as long as you have your business, depending on one thing. And that one thing is your mindset around it. Okay. And we'll get to that in a little bit on how you shift out of that. But that level one of business entrepreneurship is really what I call the do-it-yourself stage. Okay. This is, and I've been in this stage myself. I've been an entrepreneur. I've been helping entrepreneurs for nearly 20 years. I've been an entrepreneur myself for 12 and have multiple businesses. And so I know this do-it-yourself stage, and I know it well. I'm what I call an FU DIY, a formerly ultimate do-it-yourselfer, because I would do everything myself. And when I say everything, I mean everything. That's from the initial sale to the customer fulfillment to the accounting to the trash to supplies to everything possible. And my mentality was I had to earn my keep, right? I had to pay my dues. I had to give more effort in order to get results. And that was the way to get the results I wanted, right? Now, here's what I didn't realize at the time. And most entrepreneurs really stay in this phase one, because the SBA says there are 80% of businesses out there that have zero employees. Zero. That means somebody is running a business doing everything themselves. And whether you realize it or not, all of these roles, such as sales and operations and customer service and accounting, these exist in every single business. Whether it just started 5 minutes ago or if it's been around for 50 years, these roles exist in business. And somebody is filling those roles. In your business, you may be filling multiple roles. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you are filling multiple roles, maybe based on the day or the hour or the minute. You could be doing different roles, right? And so the SBA says 80% of businesses have zero help, zero team around them. And by no coincidence here, one third of businesses go out of business within 2 years. One third. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Within 2 years, 24 months, a third of businesses are gone, no longer around. Now, I don't see that as a coincidence. You may not either, right? If we're really looking at the data, if somebody's doing everything, something is likely falling through the cracks. But in this level one, you do what you have to do. Again, I've been there, okay? The thing that I didn't realize at the time, until I decided to do some personal development work and work on my mindset and understand really what makes the difference, which we'll get to momentarily. So stick around here, because we're going to get to that level two business. But in that level one mindset, I had a business that was dependent on me and only me. Even when I hired a few people, the business is still dependent on me. It couldn't move anywhere without me. I couldn't go on vacation. I couldn't unplug for a day or even an evening, right? I had to check things daily, sometimes multiple times a day, even if I was with my family, or even if I was on a vacation, I was still working. I was still tied to my phone. It was 24/7, right? I was hoping there was more time in the day to get things done. You may feel that way as well. Now, what that meant is that I had to, in order to get any more results, I had to give more effort, right? And this is where most businesses are. They have to work harder to get more income. They have to work harder to get more clients. They have to work harder to help more people. And that is one way of doing it. It's a hard way, isn't it? And there's a lot of things around that. Again, I would have a mindset around it where I thought that's the way it just had to be. I didn't know anything different. I had no idea there was another way, a better way. But that truly is a small-time thinking, right? If I have this big grand vision of helping, you know, as many people as I want to help and creating a business that is inspiring and creates income beyond my dreams, and I'm focused here on this little tiny area that only I can serve, those things don't add up together, right? So it's small thinking in that regards. It's limited thinking. It's limited impact. It's limited income. It's limited everything, right? Think about this. When you go on a trip, right, you fill the gas tank up with the car, you pack everybody in it, right? And you drive on your trip, you're driving along and you got all the luggage and, you know, you're a couple hours into the road trip. What happens? You run out of gas, right? It's limited. There's only so far a gas tank will take you, right? There's no debating that. And it's the same with your effort inside your business. There's only so far it can take you. You only have so much energy, right? You cannot multiply that yourself. Now, there is a way to multiply it. There is a way to get more time, actually. We'll get to that in a little bit. So stick around. Again, we're getting there. I know you're anxious. You're like, how do I solve this problem? It's coming, all right? But that stage one, do-it-yourself entrepreneur, I also like to call that stage the do-or-die entrepreneur, because you either do everything or your business dies. That sounds pretty awful, doesn't it? That's not a healthy way to run anything, let alone your livelihood, let alone your dream, let alone the thing that you created from your own mind and your own self, right? A lot of times in this phase, you could describe the business as chaos as well, right? You're doing the urgent, you're doing what's right in front of you that minute, right? Things just kind of fly in, whether it's email or maybe if you do have a team, they're coming to ask you questions, right? Things kind of seem out of control and you can never quite get a grip on it, right? You go to sleep at night. This is how I was. I'd go to sleep at night and think, if only I could, you know, have a couple more hours to organize things, right? But you and I both know, even if I had a couple more hours, or even if you have a couple more hours, it's just going to be a couple more hours of chaos, right? This wasn't a matter of needing more time. It's a matter of shifting my mindset around the way I did business, the way I thought about my business, from the small-minded thinking into thinking much bigger, all right? So that phase, that do-it-yourself phase, that do-or-die entrepreneur phase is really organized chaos at best, right? And out of control chaos. And at worst, it's crash and burn, right? Because you can run so fast. And I almost got to this point on a couple of occasions, but you can go so far, so fast and push yourself and think, well, I'm the superhero. I have to do everything, right? I have to be the first one in and the last one to leave. And I have to do more than everybody else because I care more and nobody else will care. All of that simply leads you nowhere, right? It leads you to getting not only stressed and more pressure, not only lack of health, right? You may not be exercising and you may not be eating right and things like that. I've been through all of that, but it leads you to a place of resentment, right? This very thing you created winds up being a job that you're chained to, that you can't let go. You can't leave. At the same time, you're stuck because this job you created yourself is providing for your family, is providing your income, right? And a lot of times providing the purpose you have in your life. And yet, if it's purposeful and you're doing tasks like emailing or customer service, or, you know, these things certainly need to be done, but do they need to be done by you? Right. But in that stage one, in that do-it-yourself mindset, you're thinking, yes, it's easier if I do it, or it's, I can save a few bucks if I do it, or if I want it done right, I have to do it myself. Very common. So stage one, level one of business is really that do-it-yourself phase. That'll get you so far. And some people make it further than others with that mentality, but it is inevitable. There is a limit there. There is a ceiling. There is a plateau that you will hit. There's no doubt about it. That's not really debatable, because just like if you were to carry bricks from one side of the driveway to the other, right? You can only hold so many, right? Yourself, until you collapse. It's that simple. Okay. So that's stage one. And most entrepreneurs stay there most of the business life, all right, in some form or capacity. Now, what starts to happen, even worse than being limited, is that as stage one starts to develop and prolong, okay, this do-it-yourself mentality, you start getting diminishing returns, all right? So what that means is that you're putting in more effort, but it's not equaling the same amount of income that you're receiving, right? Maybe you've grown and you have employees now, you have more expenses now, and you're putting in more effort than ever. You're putting in more hours than ever. You're putting more time than ever, but that income isn't keeping up pace with what you're putting into it, right? You're probably wondering, is this even worth it at this point? And even, you know, I've been here, okay? So even at this point, if your income is increasing, you're probably still asking, is this even worth it? Because you've lost your time, you've lost likely any family life or hobbies, right? When I was stuck in this phase, I had zero hobbies. I had nothing else going on at all. And I worked my family in when I could, but I wasn't present, right? It was a let's get things done. I've got more work to do type of attitude. And so businesses have a choice at that point, right? You can keep doing that way, the do it yourself, and see how long you can go. Eventually, sooner or later, those entrepreneurs find out that they become a statistic and their business is no longer around. Or you can decide to shift into phase two, level two, stage two of entrepreneurship. And that really is creating a mindset shift around what you're doing, right? This is where you start to delegate tasks. This is where you start to automate things within your business, right? This is where you start to build a team and people around you, right? Now that starts to feel pretty good, right? You start to have a little more energy. You have people around you. Hold up, because there's a trap here. What can happen is if you do things like you hire people and build a team, or you start to automate things or even delegate, what can happen until you shift your mind around this and what it means around this, if you bring that do-it-yourself mentality in, right, you simply get trapped in a bigger machine. You become a cog in a bigger wheel rather than before. Yes, you have some help in that wheel, but is it still dependent on you? I lived through this as well, right? I had a team hired, and yet every question was coming back to me for an answer, right? The famous question, hey, what do you want me to do with this? And so there's ways around that. Giving an answer is actually the worst thing you can do in that scenario. There's other ways to empower people, such as asking them what their opinion is, right? Something that simple. But that's a mindset shift. And it took me a long time to realize that. But when you shift your mind from that small-minded thinking of, I have to give the answer, to thinking big of, let's let the employee come up with the answer on their own and go with whatever answer they decide, right? Right or wrong, let them learn the lesson themselves through experience. That's big picture thinking, all right? This is where you start to see more results based on the leverage you're creating, all right? This is what I call leading with leverage versus phase one, which was leading with effort, right? When you're leading your company with effort, that's constantly putting more in. When you start to lead with leverage, that's when your business can finally scale, right? You have a growth focus. You're focused on actually growing the business. Rather than seeing hiring somebody as a cost and taking money out of my pocket, you now see it as an investment and something that's going to grow your business, right? Whatever needs to be done. This is long-term thinking with an abundance mindset, that there's unlimited options out there, versus stage one, which was very lack mindset. I've got to save money here, got to save money there. What's in front of me today? Very short-term thinking, right? This is long-term thinking, long-term build, where, hey, what's best for the business in 6 months, 12 months, 12 years, right? This is about thriving rather than surviving the next day. Level two is big picture thinking, right? It's leading with leverage. And when I say leverage, what that means is that you're using more than effort, right? You know, in physics, right? If you have a big rock, you got to push up the hill, right? Sure, you could push it up with, or you could try to push it up with simply your own effort, or you can create a lever, put the lever underneath the rock, and you're going to move that rock much easier and with less effort. You actually move the rock further with less effort than you would trying to push it. All right. So that's what leading with leverage is. Now, this does include things like delegating to people and automating to technology. But the real key here, the thing that gets missed in all the books, in all the courses out there that you've probably heard before, it's not about hiring. It's not about automating. This is about mindset and thinking big and shifting your frame of mind around what it means to lead with leverage. All right. This is working on a strategic plan versus doing what is ever urgent in front of you today, right? This is more organized and controlled. You have planned goals, you have organized goals and step-by-steps to get there versus just doing whatever comes that day, right? This is very, very different. And when you shift your mind around what it means to really think big in your business, that's when you can truly scale. That's when you start to focus in on what matters, right? You likely have an important part of your business that only you can do, right? Your zone of genius. That may be the marketing. It may be something within your company. Whatever it is, there's a reason you're an entrepreneur. There's a reason you're not punching a clock for somebody else. And it's not to do the level one tasks. It's not to do the $5 an hour items, right? This is about $500 an hour tasks. This is about doing level two tasks and ideas, right? This is about being that person in within your business who is the leader to allow others to grow and your business to grow, right? This is when you focus in on your zone of genius. This is when you focus in on what matters most to you, on what really moves the dial and increases the growth of your company, which increases everything around you for your family and for everything else. Right? This is where you start to see that hockey stick growth, right? You can go exponentially upwards because you're building leverage in doing this. Now, there is a stage three as well. There's a level three even beyond that where, you know, stage two, you're starting to put those things in place and you still might be a part of what's happening on a day-to-day basis. Stage three is really where things explode and take off with or without you, right? That business is truly bigger than yourself. The growth is exponential. It's a global scale, right? Massive, infinite. You're more of a strategic advisor within the business than actually doing any of the things, right? This is where you solely have one focus and one focus only. And whatever that is drives the business, okay? And again, this is where the business can run with or without you for, well, as long as it would need to, I guess. That's what's important there. And so that's level three. But really, what most entrepreneurs want to do, as we heard earlier from those stats, is simply move from stage one, level one, into that level two, right? And that is a simple, it's actually, it's not as difficult as some may think. It simply requires a mindset shift. Now, how do we get the mindset shift, right? That involves working on yourself, doing things, personal development, doing things where your mind is actually creating those positive thoughts and coming at things from a positive direction. You know, in entrepreneurship, it's easy to get caught up in what could go wrong. It's easy to get caught up in, you know, this might not work out. What's in front of me next? You know, and push forward through the issues. But there's no medals of honor, right? There's no badges for going through the most trials and tribulations, right? It's about getting results. It's about thinking big enough that you can create that impact and that income, right? And so there's different tools out there to shift your mind around that. Things such as hypnosis, things such as there's something called a like to dislike pattern interrupt, things like that, that I help my one-to-one clients with and in different programs we have. But you can find those ideas around shifting your mind out of one thing and into another in various areas. If you want a free resource, you can visit my website, and there is a free resource where it will guide you in a quick 30-minute exercise to go from thinking small into thinking big, right? So those are ways to do that. So if you're interested in that, you can check out my website, go to joesovatraining.com/resources, and you can download that free resource yourself. So this really is, it's clear probably by now that stage one, level one is one way to do business. Is it the way you want to do business, right? You might be thinking you're saving a few bucks here and there, but what's it costing you really to do all the things in your business and to think small, right? Level two is really where your business starts to skyrocket. That's what your dream is, isn't it? Right? This isn't about just doing what's safe and what matters. You're an entrepreneur, right? There's a reason you have a business, and it's not simply to play it safe all the time. This is about taking your business to more impact, more people, more create more jobs, and stepping into leadership yourself so that you can live the life that you want, right? And think about the life that you live today, right? Here's an exercise for you. You can go through and write down what you do on a daily basis, right? Take 1 week and write down what your day looks like right now, right? What are you doing? And get pretty granular about it, right? If you're doing a project, write it down. If you're on Facebook, write it down. If you're on your phone, write it down. And you'll start to notice where time's being wasted. You'll start to notice where maybe you're not working on your business like you thought. You'll just start to notice, wow, I'm doing a lot of things that I don't necessarily enjoy. Right? I tell a story that when I first did this exercise, I wrote down everything I did for the day and I rated it, you know, each thing, whether it was a positive, a neutral, or a negative, right? Did it give me energy? Was it just in the middle, or did it drain my energy? And I discovered virtually everything I was doing all day long was draining my energy. No wonder I was exhausted. Again, it didn't matter if I would have had another 5 hours in the day, I would have just filled it with things that were draining my energy. And you might relate to that too. So it's an important exercise to go through and really audit your own self and what you're doing. Are you living the purpose that you started your business for? Are you really doing what you set out to do? Are you simply surviving to try to make it to the next day in the hope that someday shows up? Because you and I both know that someday rarely shows up the way we think it will. So something has to shift. Something has to change. And when you start to lead with leverage, that's when things actually start to change. When you change your thinking, you change your results you get. And that's what leading with leverage is all about, right? So go to my website, joesovatraining.com. Check out that free resource. You'll go from thinking small, right, doing all the stuff, to finally thinking big and getting what you deserve with less effort, right? It's not about how much effort. It's about what impact you want to make, all right? So thank you for being here. Appreciate your time. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast. So go to my website. You can subscribe there as well. And we'll see you on the next episode.